This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews.
Today we're going to be talking about our social work program at Morehead State University, which is one of our top three programs at the university in terms of those that students select. So we're looking forward to talking about it.
And we'll start the show after this.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit moreheadstate.edu/veteran for more information.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State is a dual-credit residential high school experience, offering select juniors and seniors the opportunity to enter one of the top public universities in the South. Students engage in research projects with a unique focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, creativity and design, civic and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Visit online, moreheadstate.edu/craft-academy.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. Social work is a topic this month on Shaping Appalachia, and we have two outstanding guests.
Well, we do, Jason, and delighted to introduce to our listening audience Becky Davidson. Becky is the Social Work Program Director here at Morehead State University. Good to have you here. And also Deidre Robinson Phipps, who is the Interim Field Education Director and Instructor of Social Work. You know, students like social work. It's one of the top three programs here in terms of programs that students select. And I think there are a number of reasons why they like it. First of all, you're in the helping professions, and we have people in our part of the world want to help one another. That's a positive. And the other part of that that I think is terrific is that there are jobs for people that graduate with degrees in social work. So if you would, tell me some about the program. I know it's a campus-based program, but we also have programs in our regional campuses. So describe for us, if you would, the nature of the program, where you're located.
So the social work program, we have over 300 students in the program. They can complete the bachelor's in social work, the BSW, on actually all four campuses. So main campus, Prestonsburg, Mount Sterling, and Ashland. It's regionally engaged in a way that many majors are not. And that is because we serve students who are from the region. And often in the regional campuses, we have some non-traditional students who are working or parents and so forth. So we're able to offer that full program on those regional campuses, which really benefits the areas that regional campus serves. You know, in social work, what we're about is affecting change. So what we talk about in class all the time is that we do that at an individual level, as well as a family and group level, but also at a macro level, which means at the level of policy and community. And so that is unique to the helping profession. It is different than going into counseling or something along those lines. It has a social justice aspect of it. We teach our students to be thinkers about fairness and equity and be engaged. We teach knowledge, skills, and values are our main things. And so we try to find a good balance between gaining knowledge in the classroom and then practice skills in the field. So our students are required to do three field experience semesters. One is Social Work 210, they do 30 hours. One is at the junior level, they do 120 hours. And then in their senior final semester, they do 400 hours. So
one of the amazing things I think about social work is how well prepared the students are because of the clinical requirement. Mm-hmm. The number of hours you just mentioned seem to me are incredible when you think about a college education with a student spending that many hours in the field. So they're working with practitioners.
Yes.
And I've traveled out in the region a lot, and that's where I first met Deidre, was at social work graduations. And I have been really impressed and Becky, you said this, so many of our students are non-traditional students. These are men and women who are parents, sometimes grandparents, who are working professionals often, but that are place-bound. And so one of the real advantages to having cohort programs in the region is that we're able to accommodate students that want this education that likely wouldn't come to Morehead State in Morehead to do that. So being in a regional place is helpful. Talk some about the, you know, the whole business of, you know, you coordinate these field programs, Deidre. Right. So can you add to what Becky was saying?
One of the things as field director that I work really hard to do is establish partnerships with agencies in our communities that speak to the type of student you just mentioned. Many of our students are place-based and could not come. You said would not. They can't come to Morehead State. So what we often try to do is refine their interest. Most of our students, I call it our soapbox issue, come into social work with a passion for something, whether it's they've been touched by substance abuse or whether they've beaten poverty and generations of poverty. There's a social issue that is very significant in their life. And so it kind of almost is a catalyst for them to seek practice. And what we try to do in our agencies is find those particular nuances in that student and match that with the agencies. We have more than 250 partnerships with agencies throughout the state. We have students placed in multiple agencies, cabinet offices, hospitals, health departments. We have some students who are placed with independent private practitioners. It really depends on what the student is looking for. But it also matters what the community needs. That's the beautiful thing about our field director and field office. We really want to have a partnership and not just a placement. And that's a very different thing. I think that's a philosophy we have at Morehead State in the social work program. We want our agencies to benefit as much from our students as we want our students to benefit from the agency experience.
Yeah, and I've been really impressed when I go to graduations, what you do is kind of unique because you'll have the field placement mm-hmm. directors there with the students. Mm-hmm. And they always invite the placement director to talk about the particular student, mm-hmm. the contribution they made to that agency during their time there on field-based work. And I've been really impressed with that because these students are doing real social work. Mm-hmm. They're not just there moving papers around on a desk for somebody. They're there to impact the lives of people, or as Becky said, to influence change in a positive direction. Speak a little more, if you would, about, you mentioned that students often come with a passion for an issue or what have you. The region that we serve in eastern Kentucky, we're blessed to have beautiful natural surroundings and people who have tremendous interest and values about family and place mm-hmm. and so on. And yet at the same time, we face some challenges. And there are challenges that affect people everywhere. But we have our own particular challenges in the part of the world we live in. What are some of the challenges that our students move into as they go into the field of social work? So you mentioned a couple, and one would be substance abuse. So that might be one you want to talk about because that's in the news a lot in our region of the world, this whole issue of substance abuse. So we actually provide a pathway there for students that are interested in helping in that regard. And then I know there are issues, of course, with families and children and the like. So you might want to, if you would, talk a little bit about some of those particular pathways or places the students find themselves.
I think social work is often stereotyped in going into only child protection. And we talk about that a lot in our field, is that social work is really much broader than all of that. And yes, we have social workers in the field of child protection and working for the cabinet, and those are essential positions, and we want well-trained people in those positions. But social work is so much bigger than that. We have policymakers, we have administrators, we have people working in schools, we have people working in hospitals, and on and on. So yes, those areas of child protection and substance abuse are great needs in our area. We do produce a lot of students who are well trained for those positions. Chemical dependency, as you said, is a major issue. Yeah. And we do provide five classes, in particular in social work, and then they add the minor with some other additional courses. But those courses, again, require a internship. So they right. do 135 hours in a substance abuse specific field placement, which, you know, again, lends itself well to practice.
Yes.
So.
You made a really good point about we do have a lot of challenges, but one of the beautiful things about social work is we are strengths-based. So mm-hmm. we build on assets that already exist, whether it's in an individual, whether it's a community, whether it's an organization, whether it's globally. So we teach our students to maximize the intrinsic worth and potential of a person, whether it's a substance abuse issue, you know, the causality of that. So we ask our students to refine their skills through the progression of those internships. Sometimes our students come into our placements and have a connotation of social work, and even they learn the breadth and depth of the things that social workers as a profession can do. So it's interesting to watch the evolution of their understanding of our profession. I place our students in their senior practicum. Actually, I'm in the process of doing that now. And it's interesting, students come in typically, sometimes, most of the time, wanting to go back where they were because they don't know of other opportunities. Right. So a lot of my interaction with students becomes, let's talk about areas outside of your comfort zone. You may have this particular passion, but we want you to have broadened skills because we know, as you said, those social problems exist and they aren't necessarily contained in a way that we can address them in a really clear clinical component. So we work really hard to prepare them for a vast array of issues.
Yeah, one of the things that I heard from the comments the two of you just made that's really important is kind of the core preparation of these students. So Becky mentioned that students prepared to go into policy kinds of work, and having the knowledge and skills that a social work education provides, I would think would really enable somebody to be a really top policymaker. Would that be true?
I say this in class all the time is, I can't tell you exactly how to deal with every situation that a client comes in the room with, but I can tell you how to think about this. Yeah. I can give you the perspective about how do you look at this as a social worker? Mm-hmm. What are the strengths? What are the issues besides just we often will say a person can never be defined by their challenge alone. It's not that simple. People don't want to be defined that way. We don't want to define people that way. And that works in a community as well. You don't want to define a community by only their challenges. Right. We have to look at their strengths and work with that. And that's where you start, like Dee was saying. You know, here's an example. I teach in senior level, they take a class that's called macro social work, and it is directly tied to their field placement. And what they have to do is an assignment they have is a proposal for change. They have to think through the process, gather the data, lay out an argument about why there's a need, and they come up with an intervention at a community level or at an agency level that directly addresses a gap in service. And they actually implement it as best they can, or they learn how difficult it is to implement, and we give a prize out at the graduation for the best proposal for change. But that's a good example of how we're trying to merge both knowledge and practice and prepare them to not just work with individuals, but to also be thinking about how do people get in these situations,
right.
You know?
Right.
It's not enough to just say, well, individual choice. That may be part of it, but there's also systemic issues, you know, about poverty and about affordable housing or substance abuse or the criminal justice system. So, yeah, we directly address those issues
in
class. Well,
and as I think about the challenges that any community faces, you know, issues of social justice, criminal justice mm-hmm. emerge as, mm-hmm. you know, issues all across the United States that you read about it, see about it on the news. And I would think having individuals prepared as you prepare social workers with a core understanding of the worth and dignity of every individual, an understanding how to critically examine problems and look at an array of possible solutions, present cogent arguments about mm-hmm. how to approach these things would be really important to help policymakers move in a direction. Often I think we approach some of the challenges we face, both individually and collectively, from an emotional standpoint. We don't stand back. And what I hear you saying is that social workers are really well prepared from a core standpoint to address things in a more holistic manner.
We have a very specific code of ethics, and so we follow that. And one of the things that we teach in practicum is how to differentiate what I personally believe with what the professional standards are as our profession dictates. So that's an interesting journey with some students sometimes, but it's a very important one because there are values and morals and ethics that are pervasive in our community as a society, but we also have to embrace what you just said, the dignity and worth of everyone. We teach self-determination. People have the right to make their own decisions, and we hold firm to that. I tell the students all the time, the goal of a good social worker is to put him or herself out of business. Because if we empower and we teach and we promote and we educate and we do our job, we will be out. We're really proud of our students and what they do, and we have a great faculty, and we work really hard to promote our students' independence.
I guess you have to be a chosen one in a way to really define that you want to be a social worker.
You know, we have a number of students who talk about social work being a calling or, you know, feeling that it is their mission. And I love that language. It's a vocation, really. You know, it's social work is not going to generate a huge salary, sure. But the rewards you get from developing relationships and affecting change, I think, are powerful. And that's what draws students in to the profession. And I think that's what keeps me in social work is I'm interested in change. And we talk about the importance of relationships. And that's true in most fields of study, is the importance of relationship. But the way you approach people who are generally marginalized or vulnerable, mm-hmm. You know, you think about a child protective social worker going into a home. That is a very difficult situation. And to be able to calm that situation down and talk to people in a respectful and strengths-based way is difficult. And we do talk about burnout in social work because it is a real issue.
Students do come and have a passion. I'm from Johnson County. I had to go away from my hometown to get an education in social work. And one of my goals was to come back and help my communities and help mm-hmm. My students and help the people of my area. So I'm kind of a product of the way things were. And it's really kind of cool to be a part of the way things are, because what I'm seeing is so many students who could never have gotten a degree and could never be doing the things we do. We have students who have won awards. We have students who have been part of major projects who are a product of our program and who could never have gotten there without what we do. We're really proud of what they do, and I'm really honored to be a part of being able to provide that for them.
I think the numbers speak for itself. 15 years ago, there were a shortage of social workers, mm-hmm. and I think Morehead State, along with the regional campuses and the other universities that we work with, really has put a lot of emphasis on helping the numbers go up. Mm-hmm. By helping the numbers go up, you help your community get better.
That's one of the things we have, and we really are preparing our students to be career ready. And every day I receive emails about vacancies and jobs and how and when is your next group of students graduating, and can you forward this job announcement to your students, because people know we have that relationship. We are solidified in the community. We are intrinsic in that community, and people know that's the person, that's the program to call, because they have quality social work students.
And just a little more on that is our students stay.
Yeah.
They stay in the region.
Yes. And one of the things we know is true, and I said this earlier, but say it in a different way, is that in our part of the country, our people have a deep sense of place.
Yes.
And given a choice, they would almost always prefer to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program, a profession, where a student is interested in social work. This is an area that you can major in and very likely find work close to home.
Yes.
Because you serve families and communities and organizations that are in all of our communities. It's a big deal. I like to think of social workers, you know, if you want to make the world a better place, you know, you start with one life at a time, one family mm-hmm. at a mm-hmm. time, one community at a time, and that's how you get it done, and that's what you all do.
That's one of the things we focus on, is placing students in their senior practicum where we think they can get jobs. We're turning out first-time college graduates. We're breaking the cycle of an education and an issue of, you know, not being job-worthy and ready. And yet at the same time, we're placing them in practicums where they can have 15 weeks of experience and then enter a job ready to go to work. And that's really what we can do. That's one person at a time.
We want them to know how to think through things and how to apply what they're learning in the classroom to the field.
For more information on the social work program, you can visit the website at moreheadstate.edu/study/social work. We'll come back to wrap things up on Shaping Appalachia after this.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps match employers with employees, preparing Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services for more information at 606-783-2233.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Been a very informative show on the social work program here at Morehead State. And President Andrews, as we wrap up, yeah, I know you want to thank our guests and find out a little bit more about the program.
Yeah, I found it just fascinating. First of all, it's an academic program that's highly sought after by students. And for a lot of reasons, I think that students come to the understanding that the helping professions are so important, and many have a heart for that work. And then secondly, this is career preparation for real jobs. So when people graduate from this program, they graduate and go to work because of the sorts of field work and internships that are part of the program. So if I'm a person out there right now listening to this program, I'm thinking, gee, I might be interested in this program. What do I do?
We have campus facilitators on all four campuses who are happy to sit down with students. We can look at, you know, if you're thinking about changing your major, we can help you figure out how to do that. Or if you're transferring from maybe a community college and so forth, we can help you sort of think through the best way and the best time to apply for the social work program. So we do have campus facilitators in Mount Sterling, Ashland, and Prestonsburg. And then I would be happy to meet with any student here on campus. That's what I do. And it's part of my job that I really enjoy.
Well, if I'm a senior citizen like myself, you know, but still wanting to work, are there opportunities for adult students, more mature, not coming out of high school is what I meant to say?
Absolutely. The majority of our students are in that category, and that's something that we would love to have a conversation with. Sometimes you don't know what's possible until you sit down with someone and you talk about the possibilities.
Fantastic. Well, Deidre, we thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Becky, we thank you as well. It's been a very informative conversation.
Thank you for having us.
For more information on the social work program, you can visit the website at moreheadstate.edu/study/social work. And we'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.